So Cuff
Bays.
Bay.
Cuff Gimel Bays.
Cuff Bay's Bays?
Yes.
Okay, so it's really not Nigeia. Okay, let's start. Cuff Bay's Sif Bay's. Some people actually did ask about making Erev Tafshilin this past week. Just confusing that they thought maybe from Shabbos to Yom Tov you need Erev Tafshilin, but you only need an Erev Tafshilin from Yom Tov to Shabbos. That's a base. The food that you're cooking has to be something that you eat with the bread. Meaning eggs, meat, and eggs and the fish. Something you're not going to eat with pas lemani doesn't help. Shira tafshil kazayas. The shira of a tafshil is a kazayas. Pas kibetzan. If the bed has the bread has to be an egg's worth. Mitzvah. You should actually, because it's a mitzvah, you should go after a nice portion. Vegama pas yeshalim. Bread should also be shalom. Yenichu b'shabbos alecha mishnah. Leave it for alecha mishnah. We see the shlishis yivtzalav, and by the third meal, meaning third meal by Shalosh Sudas, because that's a mitzvah, so then that's when you eat the Erev Tafshilin. Since one mitzvah is already done with it, you do another mitzvah with it. Gimel. The Erev Tafshilin only helps when it's still day. That if you have Orchim, guests that would come that didn't eat today, they would benefit from it, from his malach. Meaning, the whole point of Tafshilin is maybe guests are going to come. So if you don't put up the food until right before Shabbos, so then the guests won't be able to benefit from it. So you want to do it early enough that guests would be able to benefit from it. That was done on Yom Tov. But if there's not enough time to benefit from the malacha, then the Erev Tafshilin doesn't help. When Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos, then you make Daven Ma'ariv of Shabbos when it's still day. She used recent Lamar, Ligmar HaKol, Kadim Shem, Mizmashili Yom HaShabbos. Then you should be Azores to finish everything before you say Mizmashili Yom HaShabbos. But Tafshilin Shematminim the Shabbos and the hot foods that you insulate for Shabbos. You still need to do it when it's still day. She is pashul kaidem ben hashmashas. That should be cooked before ben hashmashas. L'chol hapachas. Shlish pishulin. At the minimum, a third cooked. Shabbos. We only allow you to bake and cook with Erev Tafshilin on Erev Shabbos. Yom Tov falls on a Thursday and a Friday. Also, levashalei lefes b'yom hei b'shvil Shabbos. You cannot cook or bake on Yom Hey for Shabbos. Hey, Tzarech she'erev kayim ad shehechin kol tzarech Shabbos. You need to have the Erev in existence while you're still preparing Shabbos. Meaning, if you make the Erev Tafshilin on Erev Yom Tov, but then somebody eats it before Friday afternoon, then you can't do it. If the bread gets lost or eaten, ein b'kach klum, then you can still bake. But if the cooked food, right, because we said before, you do two things. Most people do an egg and a matzah. If there's a kazayas left, kam kein lehivsi, you haven't lost. But if there's no kazayas left over, also lelevashel, and then you don't cook a kilu le'erev klal, it's as if you didn't make an erev at all. Okay, said I said misha le'erev, and how does somebody who didn't do an erev, what is he supposed to do? Im le'niskar achrasu the shachris, if he didn't remember till after shachris, vein shom b'makom ahu yisrael achas erev, and there's nobody there that made an Erev, ain't a mutter loy el vashel kedera achas velechas pas achas. All he could do is cook one cooked food and bake one bread, ulad the gnerach of the Shabbos, and just light one candle. But if he remembered before they cooked through the Shabbos, yochel vashel, you call min bekedera gedoyel hoysel the Shabbos. What you could do is you put up huge pots. And then you have the leftovers for Shabbos. And if there's somebody that did an Erev, then he gives this guy matana, his kemach, and his basar, and everything that's shaykh with, and he's going to be zaycheh with these things with hakba, and then he'll cook for him. Even at this guy's house that he didn't do, He didn't make an Erev. Right? Fine. Vav. Kol balabayas tzorach lasis Erev tashilim ba'atzma. Every balabayas needs to make an Erev tashilim by himself. Afilu isha she'en labal, even a woman who lives alone. She doesn't have a husband. And yedas, if she knows about him, mechuyevas lasis ba'atzma, she has to make her own. And it's also be on the of somebody who forgot because of Einus, also Tashilin and didn't do an Erev Tashilin, Oisha also, but never, or he did it and it was never. If there's somebody in the city that made an Erev on behalf of everybody, which most rabbis do, he's mezakeh with them the Tavshil in the past. Then he could rely on that. But if you did it because you it was lazy, or you were saimach lechatchila on this erev, it doesn't help. But here he doesn't say anything about only doing it one time. But some poskim can say that you only can rely on the rabbi one time. Yom Tov falls on Thursday and Friday. And you remember on Thursday, you didn't do Erev Tavshilin. You put it up on the first day, and you make the bracha, and you say, then I don't have to make an Erev. And if today is Chol, then I'm making an Erev, meaning because there's only one day Yom Tov. So if Yom Tov is really Thursday, so then Friday you can cook for Yom Tov. And if Friday is the Yom Tov, then Thursday you could still make an Erev Tavshilin. But Rosh Hashanah, ain't a Yochel Lasis Kein, you can't do it on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is one long day. Simen Kuf Gimel Tini Simchas Yom Tov, Uba Yudal Tzifim. So Kishem Shem Mitzvah L'Chabad Asa Shabbos, Ulan Go, it's a mitzvah to be Mechabad Shabbos, and to also have Oynig. Right? So, Kach mitzvah lechaber kol yom tovim la'angon. It's a mitzvah to do all yom tovim to have oinig shenemar ulekdoish Hashem mechubed v'chol yom tovim nemar behen mikra kodesh. Beis ezu kibud. How you mechaber? Says Shomer Rabbi Zeno Zal shemitzvah aladim ledegaleach berav yom tov. You should take a haircut on yom tov kodesh lehi kodesh l'regel kuchul menuvel. You shouldn't go into the regel when you're disgusting. Chay mitzvah lirchutz b'chamin. It's a mitzvah to wash in hot water v'lochif roishoy and to comb the hair v'litol tziparnov and to cut the nails v'erev yom tiv k'may v'erev Shabbos. Chayim mitzvah lolosh pas b'beis v'erev yom tiv l'chavayt yom tiv. You should make bread and erev yom tiv l'chavayt yom tiv k'may v'erev Shabbos. Chayim osa lechav yom tiv min amin chulamala. You know how to eat. Min amin chulamala k'may v'erev Shabbos. K'day sheyoichel sudas yom tiv l'teyoven so you could eat sudas yom tiv l'teyoven. And if Erev Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, like we just had, you should eat Shalashudis before the Mincha Katana, before 9.5 hours into the day. Same thing on Yom Tov Rishon, that's Erev Yom Tov Sheni. Gimel, Ezu Einig, what's Einig? Zeshom Rav Zeno Zal, Shechayev Lechel B'Yom Tov, B'chol Yom Beis Sudis. You have to eat two sudas, achas b'layla v'achas b'yayim, one at night, one during the day, avas sudas shlishas, ein noyegin by. The minig is not to eat shalosh sudas. I gratis saw today that the chazanish was makbid to eat shalosh sudas on Yom Tov and malava malka on Yom Tov. V'chayiv, v'kadosh
al yayim. You started Gimel, right?
It's up to Gimel or including Gimel?
Not including Gimel.
Oh, I thought it was including Gimel. No. Okay. Chas v'shalom that we learned extra.
I know. I just want to let you know. You can go extra. I just want to let you know you're doing
yeah. All right. Then we'll do that tomorrow. Bez Hashem. Okay. A good mayid, and everyone should have a fine night.
Mayid.